The prophet Jonah would not obey God's command to go and preach to the inhabitants of Nineveh and warn them of impending judgment. Instead, he boarded a ship bound for Tarshish in Spain. A great storm arose, and the ship threatened to break up. Knowing he was to blame for the danger they were in, Jonah told the sailors to throw him into the sea. Then God sent a great fish to swallow him, and he was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. While he was there, he prayed to God. "From the depths of the grave you listened to my cry," said the prophet. "You hurled me into the very heart of the sea. All your waves and breakers swept over me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. Then I remembered you, O Lord my God. My prayer rose to you, and you brought my life up from the pit. With a song of thanksgiving will I sacrifice to you, for salvation comes from the Lord." Then God commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Go to the great city of Nineveh, and proclaim to it the message I gave you." This time the prophet obeyed God's command, and set out on the long journey to Mesopotamia. At that time Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire. Lying on the banks of the Tigris, it was a very great and beautiful city, with many palaces, temples, and fortresses. It was so great that it took 3 days to walk through it. Jonah started into the city and went a day's journey. As he walked along, he proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be destroyed." The Ninevites were very impressed by Jonah's message. They believed God and were filled with fear. So they declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. Then he issued a proclamation throughout the city, saying, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let any man or beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call upon God, and let them give up their evil ways. Who knows? God may yet relent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we will not perish." When the Lord saw that the Ninevites repented of their wickedness and turned from their evil ways, he had compassion on the city and did not destroy it. God's mercy displeased Jonah, and he was very angry. Nineveh was Israel's cruel and powerful enemy, and the Assyrians were feared by all the nations. "O Lord," he prayed, "is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in mercy, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." The Lord replied, "Have you any right to be angry?" Jonah went outside the city. He made himself a shelter of branches and sat in its shade. Then he waited to see what would happen to Nineveh. While he was sitting there, the Lord God made a vine grow out of the ground to shade the prophet's head and bring him comfort, and Jonah was very pleased with the vine. But at dawn the next day, the Lord sent a worm to destroy the vine so that it withered. When the sun rose, God sent a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint and wanted to die. And he was angry because God had destroyed the vine. The Lord said to him, "You are concerned about this vine, that you did not plant or tend, and that sprang up and died overnight. So should I not be concerned about Nineveh, a city that has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well?" So God taught Jonah a lesson in mercy and grace. Next episode, Jeroboam II of Israel and the prophets Amos and Hosea.